Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
What company is this?
This is a third-party call center, ma'am. We do third-party customer support for several different merchants.
I don't remember ordering anything from you. So
okay.
Why am I being charged?
Well, if you give me your zip code, ma'am, I'd be more than happy to investigate it and see why and let you know.
92008.
One moment, please. You said 92008, ma'am?
Yes.
One moment, please. Your first and last.
Margie Gastelum.
Hang on just a moment. My computer is not cooperating. Come on.
What kind of company are you?
This is a third-party call center.
What does that mean?
That means that we intercept calls between the customer. We're the liaison between the customer and the merchant. This is customer support. Suppose you were calling for JCPenney's or a cable company. I could have an answering service. Pretty much is kind of comparable to that. We just do the customer support, meaning that we handle the accounts, the complaints, and all the stuff in between. I'm sorry.
I did not order this.
Okay, ma'am.
I don't know where you got this.
Well, I'm about to find out. You said 92008. I'm sorry. And your first and last name again?
Margie Gastelum.
Darn it. It won't let me, hang on just a moment. It won't let me, pull up any accounts at this juncture. Hold on just a moment, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm sorry to have you hold. Let me try it one more time. I was having problems with my computer.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Oh, Lord. Oh, okay. I see what it is. And I've been off for a couple of weeks as well, so just please bear with me. Come on. Okay. Thank you so much for your patience. All righty. Let me see what's going on with you and your this account. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ask you one more time. You said 92208 was the zip code, ma'am?
92008.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. And is it Margie?
Yes.
Gastelum? Okay. Okay, ma'am, I do see an account for you. Could you verify the shipping address for me, ma'am?
1975 Magnolia Avenue in Carlsbad. What is this rarity gadget?
Okay, this is what this is, ma'am. I see what it was. And thank you for verifying that information for me. It actually says that back on the 30th of last month, you paid shipping and handling in the amount of $597 for a Focus watch. It's a smart watch. And then there was an additional charge of $19.94, and that was for an additional watch, a second watch that was given at a discount. Let me see the breakdown.
I never received any watches at all, and I don't remember ordering any of them.
Okay, hang on just a moment. Let me see. All righty. The $19.94 was for the $12.97 for the warranty, and then it must have been like $6 and some change for the second watch. I'm tracking this now to see, because they have a tracking number on it, and it actually states that it was delivered June the 3rd at 9:43 a.m. to the address that you just verified as yours.
I did not receive anything.
What was it? Could have been earbuds, maybe? The little ear pods that go in your ear? Because sometimes it will say watch, and it was actually the earbuds. Sometimes it will say earbuds, and it was actually a watch. Do you recall receiving any earbuds, the things you put
no.
in your ear, listening devices?
Nope.
Okay. Well, somebody received them because they came to that address. They were delivered June the 3rd.
So.
Well, I have a federal tracking number right here from the United States Post Office that states that it was delivered to that address, ma'am.
Hold on a second. In the last month?
Who is that?
Some rarity company from, it's in my account.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Lana.
And she was saying something about AirPods or something like that?
AirPods or a smartwatch. Yeah, there was, what the call was in reference to, she was calling about some charges that she didn't recognize on her card, and there was a shipping and handling charge of $5.97 that was incurred on the 30th of May, in addition to a $19.94 charge, and part of that was shipping and handling, and $12.97 that was for a warranty on the watch. And according to this federal tracking number that I have, it states that the items were delivered on the 30th of May to that address. And she was saying that she didn't recall making the purchase or placing the order, but someone had to have done it.
I'm not aware of it. Maybe I don't know. Let me hand you back to her real quick.
Sure.
You know, I'm going to have to check with my daughter because I did not order it at all.
Okay. Okay, well, you can just give us a call back. And actually, excuse me, ma'am, like I stated before, the warranty was the $12.97, and whoever ordered ordered a second watch at a discounted shipping and handling charge of $6.97.
Okay, well, I'll find out from her tonight because she's working right now, but...
Okay.
When she gets home tonight, then I'll call back. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.